This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. One degree, nine universities. That's the slogan for a new degree now being offered across the nine universities of the University of Louisiana system. The Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership is an online program designed for adults who stopped attending college. Each university takes part in the system by offering classes in a particular strength. The University of Louisiana at Monroe offers a concentration in financial services. Dr. Eric Penny, Vice President for Academic Affairs, joins me now to talk about it. Dr. Penny, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thanks, Jay. It's good to be back.
What can you tell us about how the idea germinated for one degree working with all nine universities of the UL system?
I think the degree came about from the recognition that there were 600,000 Louisianians out there who have some college credit but have not completed a degree. And the University of Louisiana system Vice President for Academic Affairs, Brad O'Hara, recognized that as an opportunity to form this collaboration across all nine institutions of the system and develop a degree that would serve those people very well, provide them with good job opportunities, and allow each institution to contribute in a unique way depending on its strengths.
So looking at it from the strengths of each university.
Exactly, right. So the University of Louisiana Monroe, one of our strengths is in the College of Business. And so the concentration that we're offering in this Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership is in financial services.
So looking at the strengths that we have in the College of Business, other universities, for instance, Grambling is human relations.
Right. Nichols, for example, with the culinary arts program that they have down there, they have food service strategies. Northwestern's pretty large in criminal justice, so they have public safety. UNO in the arts because of all the arts that are going on in New Orleans area.
What I find fascinating about this is that anybody from anywhere in the state has access to any of these centers for excellence, even if they happen to live at the opposite end of the state.
That's right. They enroll at the institution where the concentration that they have interest is in, but they take courses all over the place. And because all of these courses are online, they don't have to be on our campus. They can be in New Orleans. They could be in Lake Charles. They could be in Shreveport. They can wherever. And the opportunity is there for those people. Many of them are working, so they can take courses at a great distance from where they live, or they can't do those courses during the day. This provides them the flexibility to do the courses at their pace whenever they have the time to do them.
How do you think the UL system is really approaching on a broad scale online education that way? Do you think this is a step into more of that sort of thing coming?
Oh, definitely. I think as we see the funding structure for higher education in the state changing, what the Board of Regents and the University of Louisiana System Board of Supervisors have made it clear to all of us is that we need to find new models for funding higher education and offering opportunities to the residents of the state. This way, we can collaborate and pool our resources, build on each of our strengths, and offer a lot of opportunities under a single degree.
So here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, one of our strengths, you said, is financial services. What sort of expertise do we have in that body of the College of Business Administration here?
Well, let's see. U.S. News and World Reports recently ranked our MBA as the best buy in the country, I think it was, and one of the top MBA programs in the state. We have expertise in accounting. We are one of the few institutions in the country that have both accreditation in accounting separately from the traditional accreditation of the College of Business. We have one of the few insurance programs in the state and one of only four in the country that offer surplus line insurance as its specialty. So we have quite a bit of background in the business field. We have a very good faculty who all are doing outstanding work.
What's the enrollment process like? If you're one of these people who has an unfinished degree,
right,
how do you go about finding out how this could fit your...
The application materials and the directions for all of that can be found either at the ULM website, and you can go to ulm.edu and then migrate your way to online programs, the Gold program, and you'll find information there. You can go to the CALL site, C-A-L-L, which is, I think it's CALL. .org.
YourCallLA.org.
Okay. And then alternatively, you can go to the University of Louisiana system. Now, to qualify for admission, you have to be at least 25 years old, and you have to have at least 60 hours of college credit. And then basically, the only other requirement is that you meet the admission standards of the institution.
And really, this is a chance for those people who might not have finished a degree or that something else happened in their lives that kept them from finishing it to be able to get that.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't want this, even those the 25-year-old and 60-hour requirements to be a hindrance, because we can work with somebody to admit them to a different program until they reach those credentials, and then they can transfer into the organizational leadership program.
And ultimately, someone with a degree in organizational leadership, no matter what it is they're doing, it offers a chance for advancement.
Yeah. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, for example, indicates that over the next 10 years or so, there'll be several million jobs in the financial sector that will be opening up. And those jobs, to a large degree, will require some sort of college credential. The idea with the financial services program is to give people the managerial background so that they can not necessarily go into entry-level jobs, but go a step higher than that, go into management positions already, and earn a decent salary doing that.
Well, we look forward to hearing some of those success stories in the months and years to come.
Sure do. I'm looking forward to that.
Dr. Eric Pandy is the Vice President for Academic Affairs. We've been talking about the Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership offered by the University of Louisiana System. Dr. Pandy, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Jay.